coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borg with you from the home office at Rideau Carlton Raceway. If you're like me, you are jonesing, as the kids these days say, for your fix of race night on the score. Well, gentle listener, it won't be long now. It's coming back this coming Monday. A couple of tweaks, a couple of new angles. We'll find out more on this edition of Trot Radio. Those of us that watch race night on the score religiously are going to be in for a bit of a surprise when it re-airs a week from, this Monday, I guess it is. A whole different look, whole different focus on the show, it would seem. Rob Platts is the senior producer for Woodbine Entertainment Group. Rob, welcome to Trot Radio. What are we in for when race night on the score, now called, Bet Night, comes on?
Bet Night Live is the name, new name, Norm, and we're not going to be offending any of our current viewers, I don't think. It is a tweak of the show. The ethic is essentially that we're trying to attract new customers. The shows that we did in the past were great shows, but the viewership numbers stayed fairly regular, which is, you know, good for our loyal fan base, but as a business, we want to try to attract new customers. So we're trying something a little bit different this year to hopefully get those viewership numbers up a little bit and get a few more new customers.
It would appear that the focus is going to be on driving more betting traffic. Nick Eaves told me a couple of weeks ago that obviously betting is down. They want to drive more traffic, and I guess they do it through HPI. Is that the thing with this show?
Yeah, that is the main goal. Is we have a contest that is sort of the key to the program. But the contest is run through HPI, so having an existing HPI account. So to play the contest, you essentially have to be a customer or sign up as a customer.
Right.
But there is incentive for new customers to sign up, and that is getting to play the game the first time for free.
Okay, so tell me how this works. I happen to be an HPI account holder. I'm watching Bet Night Live, and what happens from there?
Depending on which night you're watching, essentially the contest is four races in each show because post times are quicker on Standardbred. There's five races in the show, but the first race is a bit of a warm-up, a bit of a lesson on how to do things, and then from there the four races, away you go. Essentially, you would wager $6 on each race in any way you choose, win, place, show, cross the board, exact retract, or superfect if available. And the goal essentially is maximum $6 per race, who can win the most profit at the end of those four races. Whoever is on the top of the leaderboard gets a share of the $1,000 in nightly prizing, and that winner also gets an automatic entry into our grand finale at the end of the year, and the winner of the grand finale gets a seat at the DRF NTRA Handicapping Challenge where there's $1 million in prizing.
Sweet.
Plus a free trip to Vegas.
Sweet.
Yeah,
I like it, and it really should do the job. Now, you're adding Laura Dykin from the score. Now, she has been on the program sort of, interspersed, handing off to Greg and so on, and making her fun bets based on the name and everything of the horse. What is going to be her role now in the show? Obviously, it's expanded.
Laura is actually on site with us and co-hosting with Chad. Laura and Chad are the two main hosts. Greg Blanchard on Standardbred is the analyst, and Jim Bannon on the Thoroughbred is the analyst. Essentially, what Laura gives us is the viewer at home angle. She is not in the sport. She is not in the game. She doesn't understand everything that we might have spoken about in the past race night shows. So
yeah, it's like taking a date to the track.
Yeah, if something comes up out of Chad's mouth, out of Greg's mouth, out of an interview subject's mouth, out of Sandy, that Sandy Holly is also on both shows, that she doesn't understand, chances are somebody at home might not understand the same thing, and she'll be able to kind of ask the question, so what did they mean by that?
So she's a conduit for the newbies to not feel so bad because there's somebody like them.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the one thing about horse racing is it's very intimidating to a lot of newbies, if that's what you want to call them, and that's essentially what we want to do with this show. We want to make people understand that it is not as intimidating as you think. There is a science to it. for the serious horse player, but you can also have some fun and still be successful.
Mike Hamilton, not going to be on the Monday night shows?
Not regularly, no. One of the things that we're trying to do is, you know, we have such a strong commentator team here at Woodbine, and any of the tweaks that we made this year weren't just for the benefit of the network shows. It was also for the benefit of our simulcast shows as well. It was kind of a tweak across the board for all of our products, and we want to make sure that on simulcast, which is catering to the core customer, we have our best team mm-hmm. possible.
Yeah.
And Mike is, you know, obviously been in the game a long, long time, and he really, you know, understands it, and you know, he's probably going to be a huge value on simulcast.
One of the best and biggest ambassadors for horse racing in Canada has got to be Sandy Hawley. He's going to be on the Standardbred broadcasts as well.
Yes, and the great thing about Sandy is, you know, he knows racing, but obviously he's not as familiar with Standardbreds as Thoroughbreds. So again, the questions he might ask somebody in an interview won't be from somebody necessarily in the know. He's going to be asking the type of questions that theoretically somebody at home might be asking, you know, well, why should I be betting on this guy's horse, or why should I consider betting on this guy's horse?
So is it an attempt to lure some of the thoroughbred audience over by simply having Sandy there?
Not necessarily. I don't think that was sort of at the forefront of our minds. I think more than anything, Sandy is such a well-known face, you know, even on standardbred racing, people know the name Sandy Hawley.
Oh, yeah.
They know who he is. He is a great ambassador for the sport. People will speak to him, and you know, we need to be able to speak to the players in the game to try to give the best information possible to our viewers.
Absolutely, and one of the real nice guys of the game.
Absolutely.
I had the pleasure of meeting Sandy last summer. I was at Woodbine for a thoroughbred card, and you know, the guy signed my autograph. I thought he was going to tell me to go take a hike. You know, this is Sandy freaking Hawley here, you know. But no, couldn't have been any more accommodating, and sat there and talked, and I mean, he had to be on the air in like 3 minutes.
And that's Sandy. You know, he will always do that. And again, that is a gem for us, even in standardbred racing. You know, how many people, if Sandy approached them and said, hey, you know, can I get a quick comment about your horse here? How many guys or girls are going to say, well, no, Sandy? You know, Sandy is very approachable, and I think he's going to be a really big benefit on the standardbred side, as he always has been on the thoroughbred side.
Well, it looks like you guys are going to have an exciting program. I'm certainly looking forward to tuning in. It's been a month, and a lot of us are going into withdrawal.
Yeah, and I mean, that wasn't necessarily by design, but one of the things that we want to do is make sure that when we launch, we're on consistent. We don't want to have any interruptions. The Score is a major sports network. They had the possibility of picking up some NBA games early in May, and you know, we don't want to come on the air for 1 week and then all of a sudden be off for 2 weeks and come back, you know, 3 weeks after our first show. So we made the decision to make sure that when we launch on a consistent basis. So hopefully that hasn't deterred anybody too much from our loyal viewership, and they'll be happy to see us on a consistent basis.
Now, one more thing, and this has to do with the fact that one of the aspects of the old Race Night on the Score that was very attractive and that a lot of people enjoyed viewing were the human interest pieces done on the participants, the people that are right in the game. Are we still going to be able to see some of that?
Absolutely. You know, again, the shows are getting a makeover, but they're more of a tweak. A big tweak at that, but there's still some interest for our target audience in those types of stories, as long as we tell them in a certain way. You know, it might not be all about just their horse racing background. If they've got something else going on in their lives that's still going to be of interest to that
sure.
target audience of ours, then we're going to tell that story too. So you'll see them. They might be tweaked slightly differently, but they're still going to be there.
Same thing on the T-Bred side on Wednesday night. It's going to be Bet Night Live as well?
Absolutely. It's the same format. Because of the post times, there's only four races in the show on mm-hmm. on Wednesday nights. But again, the contest on both Mondays and Wednesdays is just for four races. And the beauty of the grand finale at the end of the year is every winner from Monday night, every winner from Wednesday night plays in a two-night grand finale. So people will get to wager on both standardbreds and thoroughbreds to decide who gets to go to Vegas. And that's a key for us, too, because we want to show that again, it's about the wagering. It's not necessarily about being expert on one breed or another.
Well, it sure beats watching pro wrestling right now. We can't wait to see the new show on the air. Rob Platt, senior television producer with Woodbine Entertainment Group, best of luck with this, and thank you for being on Trot Radio.
Thanks, Norm. No problem.